Welcome, one and all, to the Blunder Years, all those beers ago, a trip down memory lane in the town known as Stuttering John, ladies and gentlemen. Nice work on that intro, boys. I like that. That was nice. Very nice. Take a bow. Go ahead. There you go. Quietly. Good. Nobody wants to hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, here with you. Thank you, everybody behind the wall. Of course, you know Mr. Mike Morse. Of course, you know the Reverend Bob Levy. We are here to go back in time, all right? Julie, don't lie. You just called Vince the lawyer. That's right. Busted. We are here to go back in time in the world of John. And then at the top of the hour, we will be jumping over to YouTube. So join us there as well. I'm sure you will. Do you guys want to get to the package? Since we're kind of pressed for time on here, and then we can get into John himself. I know he's live. Maybe we can take a peek and see. In fact, if you want to let him know that we're live, we're sniping him right now so he can play his intro song. That would be great. Anybody wants to jump over there.
Strike behind the wall? Yeah. Oh, you can?
If he were to somehow stream snipe this show, we could strike him for that, right? Frog?
No, I'm saying, but what about him with the music? Would we get caught too?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're still on YouTube.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. So there you go. Nothing else.
Real quick, Shuli, before we get into the package, I do have a little something I wanted to share. We'll have to play it again during the free show at 4, but I thought we'd premiere it for the members here.
Ooh, I like this little premiere. Let's go.
All right, everybody enjoy.
Johnny boy, we are a family now, and nothing comes between us like your mother and my penis. We're stuck together, friends forever, pal. Johnny boy, I am your daddy now, and I'll treat you like my own son, though you're dirty, dumb, and loathsome. You look like hell, and you smell like a cow. You know I love you, Johnny, and the way your stand-up bombs. I'll always be there for you, unless I'm shagging mom. Johnny boy, now run off to your room. It's time for me and Assy to get a little sassy. And just like you were, I'll soon be in her womb. Johnny boy, oh.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Fire.
Wow. I mean, wow. What can you say? A big thank you to Luigi Greenberg for the amazing AI art that you've been making.
Yes, that was
that really it inspired this whole song, his artwork. You know, I remember the picture too. It was you with the hose spraying Matt John.
It was so adorable.
And I said, you gotta write a song about this. And oh my God, amazing. Wow. That was it really, I told you, it's with the pictures and Mike's ability to write a song, people might actually cry seeing that.
Well, even the solo in the middle.
Yeah. It was really good. The show is so stupid, but can't help to love. I was like, I thought that was a troll. That's a fan. Yeah. Oh my God. Brilliant, Mike. Bravo. And Frog and Luigi and Discount. Everybody, the whole team. Bravo. Mm-hmm. Bravo. Wow. They're gonna love that in YouTube land. That's gonna be great. And can we put that out as a standalone thing, Frog? So people can just share that and stuff?
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, beautiful. Look at that. All right, let's get into this, guys. Great job again, Mike. Let's go. What do we have? Let's set this up. What are we watching today? Is John from when?
So this is from late January 2021, so about 3 years ago. And that guy, Steve Grillo, is on.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking with Grillo today. Good egg. Like me some Grillo. Let's go.
Yeah, baby, welcome to the world famous Stuttering John podcast. How?
I mean, look at the fire. Look at the life in him. The size of the head. The cheeks aren't swollen.
He was still in Sha Na Na at the time.
He was. He was a Bowser understudy in the Sha Na Na cover band.
Boozer. Yeah,
Boozer.
Now, what year was this?
2021.
21. This is so 3 years ago. I'm just because I'm looking at him now on his show, and it looks like his father's doing a show as well.
That's true. He's right. I just looked said over.
Fat Fonzie.
How are you, everybody? God, I need some new shirts. You know, when Hal comes, his V-neck is all perfect. Mine. I don't know. I have that commercial with the freaking the V-neck becomes an O-neck. Let's see. Hello.
Oh, not going to do that joke anymore. That's for
Mike,
sure.
How are
the finger's going. The finger was starting to go there 3 years ago.
Hold on.
He had muscles there. Look, he had a little bit of definition.
Oh,
there.
Look at that.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Still,
I just got out of the shower. I did my hike this morning. Okay. Before we get into Larry King, I do want to say, last night I watched one of the last new episodes of Columbo, and it's almost. I only have one more. I think the next one is starring my friend Steve Sharippa, and then that's it. And then if I want, I'll have to go back and watch the old ones. I love Columbo. It's on Peacock TV. I keep telling my mother, Liz, help my mother get Peacock. It's so simple. You don't have to pay a dime.
She already got money.
Christ, what are you? I mean, put an ad out in a fucking paper. Why don't you? Jesus.
Of all the Columbos.
I don't have to tell you guys what word to take out of that and make a drop, do I? Go ahead.
I mean, she can watch them every day. Let me just ask you a question.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I hate to say it, but it was better back then.
It was.
Let's see. I obviously had the pleasure of interviewing Larry King. I asked him if
his voice is so high now.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
If his head was paint by numbers. I also I also, of course, Larry was at a book signing. Unfortunately, nobody showed. But and I know what that feels like, especially since my book company had on the poster out front that I was going to be there on a different date than the date I was going to be there. Hey, rare bird. They are rare.
They must love the bookstore.
Yeah.
What, who do you think got it wrong? The book company or him? My guess.
My guess, yeah.
Anyway, so I went to Larry King's book signing and I said, hey, Larry,
does this footage looks like he's the guy who plays stuttering John characters out of makeup. he's got the prosthetic off and he's just
takes him 4 hours to get into the
That's so funny.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't it time? And he said, time for what? I said, time for you to propose.
Wow.
But it wasn't all those kind of interviews with Larry King. I had the pleasure of writing and directing Larry in a cold open with Jay Leno when I was a writer on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Certain tabloid reporters don't seem to know about that.
Wow, he had a bug up his ass back then.
Who was the tabloid reporter?
Then? AJ?
Oh, no. It's either AJ or Chauncey.
Chauncey.
It's got to be somewhere out there.
Right.
Into that. I saved that all for yesterday's Beer on the Balcony. If you watch Beer on the Balcony, I don't know why you haven't become a Patreon.
And look how organized he was, though, at least back then. Like, he's got content for Patreon. He's got content for this. You know, he tells you where to go. He's promoting stuff properly.
Yeah, if you're not on the Patreon, I don't know what's keeping you people away from it, but there's a lot of fine stuff on it.
Hit the no glorification button, guys.
Edna, why haven't you become a Patreon or a YouTube member? It makes no sense. We had a great time. I even had Mark P. in here, and Nikki B. came in for a little while, and Canadian Bacon came in. It was a great Beer on the Balcony, and I got to spew on those that deserve spewing. And I proved how ridiculous these people are. But getting back to Larry King, I did a bit with him after he retired from his show. And it was so much fun to work with him. He was a pleasure. Let's face it, he's an icon. I mean, he's a legend. So
let's face it. I don't want to get into a big debate with you guys right now. We all know he's an icon.
Larry King, rest in peace. You were at the expense of many jokes about your age. A lot of them came from me. But
no, a lot of
it's like it's his best friend.
Yeah. But also, none of them came from you. They all came from Jackie, Fred, and Howard, who wrote the question.
You know, you've done good for a New York boy. Let's see.
You know, I don't know why it is for a New York boy to do well.
New York boy. Larry King died at 112. He goes, "You did good, kid."
Yeah, he was back when he was born when it was New Amsterdam.
Become a patron.
Bill the Butcher did his bris. Hello.
Patreon. Great guest.
He's so old, I knew him when he was a kid.
Take a sip. You earned it. Come on. Let's go. Yeah. You're in the sip stream, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
Come on. But if not, I'm sure we all know that I have the gift of gab. And speaking of the gift to gab, help my mother
let me
get
bring
cock-
in my own. Wait, what?
Help my mother get cock.
That is John. What are you doing?
He doesn't need any.
Wow, he's just mad at Mike. You know, it's a new parental. It's a new father figure in the house. It's gonna take some time, but that's what that song was all about.
See, he hears the song a few times. Yeah,
old friend, my confidant, my old buddy.
Just fucking introduce him.
From the Stern Show, Steve Grillo is here.
Hey, what's up, motherfucker?
And here comes the cursing. Right out of the bat, Steve. I'm trying to be PG here.
I know. Isn't it sad that we got to do this? Like, we have to, like, watch what we say? And it went from total like FCC control to now you could say anything. Now you can't say anything.
I love that Grillo's like, I'll set up a microphone in the shot, but I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to plug it in, turn it on, connect it. I'll just yell.
He's got but a very weird looking head on top. Is it just the way it is in the camera or whatever?
Because, what do you think?
No, it looks like it's very pointy.
Yeah, yeah, it's not as round as the rest.
Like he can put a BC's hat on and it would just, he can pull it down. It looks like very, you know.
It's like he's wearing a dunce cap, but he's not.
Yeah, if you put like a cowboy hat for a dog on his head, it would fit perfect. Yeah. Is what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I think you're, yeah.
Now, it's pretty weird how John is saying about the swearing, because now every other word that he says is fucking.
Okay, with the exception of cunt, he doesn't say that. He says grunt. So grunt. People are sitting there left guessing. What do you think he means by that? You know? No, Grillo looks good, man. Looks like it's nice to see that Right Said Fred is still out there doing interviews. I love him.
I know.
He gave me contact info for Miss Elegant, so I'm going to reach out.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Grillo's good, dude.
Diane Brazil, you're the best, John. No, really, already hung up on everyone else. Thank you.
Yeah.
Steve, I got to tell you some great Stern gossip that I just heard from the great Senator Sabian. I had a conversation with Tim Sabian before I got on the show.
Yeah.
My mom says hi to you, by the way.
Oh, tell your mom I said hello. Your mom should just read her.
Jesus Christ, Steve. My God. Oh, my God. Tell her I said hello.
So, the guy who found her attractive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody has a history there.
Say hi to her, Osa.
Hi, Osa. I never forget going to your house and having dinner there. It was a wonderful experience. You're a very good host.
What did my mom make you, Steve?
Oh, I don't remember. I know that we went to your house. Mom, like,
what'd you make you, Steve? Rock hard. That's what you made me.
Like fetus. Like she was like, I know she's Norwegian, but she was like a little Italian lady.
Danish.
Okay.
And they're pretty close. Yeah. So just before I talk to you, because Gunga Din is here, John Dev. Gunga Din, bring water.
Wait, hold on. I got a gallon right here.
Didn't you once have to dress up like Gunga Din?
Yeah, dude. I was so hungover, bro. I was so hungover. I just was not in the mood. But thank God I was ripped at that time.
Let's see.
I know one thing Grillo didn't have to do, and that's clean the shit off of Howard's boots. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
Now,
I met somebody
I don't know-
that knew Grillo, right? I met him at a show, and he talks so highly of Grillo. He known him his whole life, he said. And I've never heard somebody talk so highly about somebody, truthfully.
No, Grillo's a sweetheart, man. He was, I once I got to New York, I got to know him, and we've mm-hmm. hung out a bunch. And guy's a hustler, man. Guy's a go-getter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he ended up getting a job. I mean, Howard dedicated his fucking book to him because of how hard he worked, because the hours he was there, the shit that he did. Howard loved him.
Nice.
Much about Hanzi.
Hanzi?
John, make Hanzi's mom write a letter saying it's okay to appear on the show. Now, I don't know much. So if you guys do, like Shorty.
Hanzi from Toronto?
Our
Hanzi?
Yeah, it has Hanzi? To be. Hanzi? But he Hanzi said he Hanzi? Didn't know much. How can he say something like that if he's Mensa?
Well, please. Not only Mensa, but a Stern fan. How do you not know Hanzi?
Mm. Well, hey, Canadian guys. Bacon.
Oh, hey, discount.
It is our old friend Hanzi.
Wow.
You'll enjoy the end of the package.
Oh, all right.
I'm sure it does. Steve, do you know anything about this guy?
No, not at all. I don't follow the show, you know.
I don't either, but I hear he's like a real loon.
Yeah, it's is he kind of like a loon, like what is that? What's that one guy who's saying
Elliot Arpin?
No, he's on my network as well. Michael Del Campo.
Hey, Steve, email Elliot the link and tell him to come on.
He doesn't, dude. It's a nightmare dealing with him. Her, you gotta say her. You understand that.
Gorilla. Zing.
identifies as a woman, so you have to call her now.
Okay. No, I didn't know.
No, I'm letting you know. Okay. If you mention anything with the he word, you get. She does a show once a week in my apartment.
Well, what's her name now?
Miss Elegante.
Oh, all right. Now,
hey, everything's just fine over here. Everybody relax. I miss Elegante now.
Here, okay. Okay, Hans and Freddy.
Or Miss Elegante, but don't call him Elliot. Drop the AJ. You say Elliot, and you'll find out real quick. If you say he in a sentence, you find out real quick. She does a show once a week on the Aftershock XL Network where she does her rants and screams. Remember your grandmother that used to wear makeup and it smelled funny?
Yeah.
That's the makeup she wears, and she stinks at my apartment. It's
what a great description.
Horrible. I have to go down and let her in the building. She won't push the button to get into my apartment. I have to go down and let her up. I have everything set up. I push her in the studio, which is right behind me. This is where she
he's what?
He's a lady. He wants the door open. I get it.
Be a gentleman.
Yeah. She stands like right there.
Yeah.
Because she won't sit down. And she comes up here and she rants for an hour, and I let her, I have to walk her back down and get a taxi for her. And she don't say shit. She's like,
hey Steve, that's how you treat a lady, dude. I hate to break it to you, but that's what you're supposed to do. All right. So stop looking like a Judas Priest cover band on a cruise ship and focus.
You got another man coming.
He looks like he's on the Monsters of Cock tour.
You guys are great. We'll see you at the buffet.
The cock buffet.
Out of her fucking mind.
Hockey Canada 25. Hansi is the best whack packer. Let's see. Get Yucko. That's what Michael Walter says. Yucko has become very successful, you know.
Huge.
He created Brickleberry. And although
he's got
I hung out with him and I had beers with him, and then we
two I know, people they can't figure this out. I love it.
Nobody's wearing headphones, not a set of headphones between them. One guy's got his mic hooked up, the other one doesn't. I mean, it's just two cars running a stop sign, you know.
Judas Pizza.
We're talking about like could I do a character on his next show and then I never heard from him again. Typical Hollywood. Yucko went Hollywood.
Yeah, he did. When I was out in L.A., he did bring me to the Brickleberry Studios and gave me a tour. And, like, you know, we hung out for a little bit. And he just stopped, like, returning phone calls.
All right. So here's Hansi. Hansi, what's up, brother?
That's our boy.
Wow.
Holy mackerel. What's up? What do you got, Vaseline on that screen?
I can't hear you, Hansi.
Click the microphone.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I don't understand why I can't put my headphones on and the mic goes out for you. I don't understand.
Because you bought those headphones from the 99-cent store, didn't you?
No, because they're not plugged in. That's the joke, John.
Right.
I didn't, bro. This is like, I had this for a while. And first of all, it's an honor. Go ahead.
I used to have the 99-cent headphones because it's like, you know, but it was like $2.49 for those things, but it was the same color. That's why I said that.
Hey, what's his name? It's Hansi or Hamsi?
Look at no. Hansi, Hanzi.
Okay. Hey, do we want to do a side-by-side real quick of John now and John then? Because it's so different. He's just like...
You know what you can do? You can put two different Johns. If you take a screenshot of this, you can put 2 years ago, 1 year ago, and then present day. John, do that. Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch. Except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a three-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores
and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal. And get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the 3 month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show.
I would like to see him live because he's looks especially bloated today.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I apologize. John, I have no idea why you wanted me on, man. What's it called? I'm happy to be here because, yo, I'm a fan of Grillo and I'm a fan of you. I've been watching, you know, I don't know who's uploading all these old Howard Stern shit on YouTube, but I've been going through a lot of old segments, bro.
I got that dude laid. Tell me I wasn't a miracle worker.
Did it hurt?
A little bit, but he was gentle once we got started.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's been, like, very classic revisiting, like, different confrontations, part of the show and all that, you know what I mean? And I kind of analyze it like it's professional wrestling, you know what I mean? Like, it's Howard's like the heel, he's a baby face, and everyone that goes after him, you know, always, he can never put anyone over, you know what I mean? He's like, he's the world champion, so everyone.
Have you seen two more confused people than Grillo and John?
They like have a time-lapse of the three of them, like a guy turning into a tumor.
Yeah. I see this more as like a Tower of Doom match that was created by Kevin Sullivan in WCW. That's what I see as.
When we have to lose to him all the time.
Well, Hansi, you know, let me just say this is probably the first show that I've ever done where I'm the best looking one on the show.
Don't be so sure about that, bro. Don't be so sure about that.
I'm only kidding.
No, listen. I'm not fucking good looking, bro. I'm not gonna deny it. I'm a fucking ugly dude. What do you want from me, man? I want to check out of this fucking planet for the longest time, but they keep me here still. I don't know why.
Where are you living? Hansi, are you living in your mom's basement?
Yes, unfortunately, yes, I am.
I like how the guy's like, I just want to leave this planet. John's like, real quick, you live in your mom's basement, right?
I'm trying to make you feel worse.
Yeah, he goes, hey, hold on. Looks like you're smiling. Let me change that. Hey, you have no future, right?
Like, in what town?
In like, Toronto.
Oh, okay, okay. So you're a crazy Canadian.
Lockdown up there.
What province?
They have a curfew.
No, not really. I mean, Montreal, they have a curfew.
Grillo with his fun facts about Toronto. They don't allow dancing out there. Like,
no, that's not true. You can dance.
Curfew, but I mean,
well, I know you have a curfew normally, but now you have a COVID curfew too.
So Hansi, now I don't listen to the Stern Show anymore, but I do hear that you're like the most famous new whack packer that there is. What is your claim to fame?
Wow. So what? So that's 2 years ago. That's what?
That's just today.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now, today. Wow. Wow. Look at how much weight he's getting.
Yeah, his neck has disappeared. His shoulders are higher.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm the new famous. I've been banned from the show since John. How can you forget that? I guess 5 years. I talked to you on Artie's fucking podcast where I was on the verge of being banned. That was like around the era where I was done by that podcast interview with Artie is what kind of put the nail in the coffin, basically.
Is Hansi still around? Like, what do you think's going on with Hansi these days? I'd love to check in.
Not according to what he was saying about 3 minutes ago.
Well, I know, but I mean, does anybody in chat know? Anybody follow? I think I still follow him on Instagram. I think I DM'd him, but I don't think he believes that it's me. Because Hansi, you know, Hansi was always like, everybody's an imposter.
Right.
Everybody's, you know, everything's government work. Yeah, he is around, says Bob's Last Smoke.
Okay.
Because of the whole Marcy Turk thing and all that, and then that's when.
How did you call up one day and they were like, they gave you a reason, or you just didn't return your phone calls, or what? Like, well, how did you find out you were banned?
What happened was because I felt like I figured out that like when I called into the show that I was being like Joe Schmo. I was buying into the wrestling kayfabe of the show. I didn't realize how the show ran and how they orchestrate shit to, like, you know, get things going. So I was always not really. When I figured out, I snapped and I became a conspiracy guy. And then people online would always be mentioning Marcy Turk. And then I mentioned her, and then I recorded it on Periscope while it was going down. And then he bleeped it, like he dumped it. But people still heard me on my Periscope talking about it. So that's what got me banned. And they didn't let me on for the remainder of 2015. I did a Radio Gunk interview in 2016.
That'll get you
banned. Well, the other thing was that they gave me a free subscription after I begged them. I contribute to your show, right? They cut it off, and I was going on a wild rant. Then Joey Boots claimed that I said that I wished death on his kids or wife.
So I was going to say, I don't recall them banning him for the Marcy Turk mention, but I do recall something involving a possible threat with Howard's kid.
Oh, wow.
That I kind of do remember. Because while they were running a much more strict operation at that time, I don't think they would have blacklisted him for that. You know, but
African-American listed.
Thank you. But I
fuck
definitely,
you,
I definitely, right. Well, that, you know, that's a different story.
What a lunatic.
who was that guy?
Yeah, threatening people.
Yeah.
I don't even remember saying that, but I owned up to it. And then Gary basically told me, goes, you'll call back on this day. And when I called back in April 2016, it was just Joey Boots and High Pitch Eric just piling on me. while I couldn't say, I'll get little zingers out. I'd go like, oh, high pitch, you're gonna kill me, like Howard almost killed Artie, like that kind of stuff. But then like that was like basically like the final round of my calls on that show, basically.
Yeah, that wrapped things up yeah. Nicely.
Put a button on
Pound that. Road Pug just made me laugh. He says Hansi and his perfectly spherical head.
Yeah, that guy always says that in different in different chats. I know who that guy is.
Now yeah, Canadian Bacon says Hansi called in Stern and asked Howard about his daughter's band and made a Marcy Turk comment.
Did he mention his band? See, I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, yeah. After he told me that I was banned, they had Sour Shoes imitating me.
Shower Shoes too.
Shower Shoes. He's the cousin of Sour Shoes.
Oh wow.
Yeah. All his calls are in the shower, though. Is it
raining? Gift. No, I'm in the shower.
Yeah. Good morning, Howard. I'm in the shower. Yeah, he's doing
voices. And then I go, hey, I email Gary. I'm like, Gary, I go, yo, for people that fucking, you know, don't need me, you're using my fucking likeness, asshole, right? And then Gary goes, hey, yo, why don't you just call in right now? I call in, Howard plays daughter, like, what's Hansi calling in for? Well, you know what I mean? And then, you know, me and him are arguing. And then I go, and then Howard go, I go, Fred, and all these guys always laugh at your joke because you have yes men. And he goes, yeah, Fred, aren't I funny? And Fred laughed. And then I go, hey, here's something funny, Howard. Zoo, 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 which is the daughter's song. He beeped that out. And then that was my final.
I love these guys. He's like, so I fucking shove him to the ground. I kick him in the chest. Next thing you know, he calls the fucking cops on me. He goes, hey. I bring up his kid's band. I insult his kids. And then the guy's like, don't call in anymore.
All ever made there. And then, you know, I've been doing my own thing, whatever. You know what I mean?
I love that Miss Susie Q goes to my mom, are you still there? And she's like, yeah. Hey, look, this is the – just let me just say this. Look.
Well, say it.
We have been dealing –
He's going to put a nice bow on everything. He's going to explain to the people, the novice people who may not know the history of Howard or Hansi and all this stuff. He's going to explain everything to you, folks. Get ready.
Steve, don't comment. I don't want to get into politics because I know you don't think the same way I do. But here's the thing.
Well, that's good. Why have
you know, we've been dealing with this.
Right. Oh, and as usual, Stud Joe reading the chat, not paying attention to anything the guest is saying, of course.
Stressful time, all of us, for the last 4 years and especially these last 2 months. So I decided on Saturdays just to let our hair down. Sorry, guys, but just to let our hair down and just take a break and just talk about things that aren't political, but we could just have a few laughs, talk about some old stories. I could learn about Hansi. You know, Steve, I appreciate that you coming on. And Steve, by the way, you do look very handsome.
Thank you.
And Hansi, you do look. So listen, let's go back.
See, John's in heaven right now because John's like, yo, Hansi's one guy I can goof on. Because who?
Couldn't land the joke. That was like the easiest joke to land.
Yeah, it really. I mean, the guy just wants the. He might be the laziest person on the planet.
It's always just say, you look, you know, Grillo, you look great. Hansi, nice to have you here. That's all you have.
Right, right.
Bro, I read the Stern Reddit. Nobody fucking likes you, bro. Every time the fact that you have me on, they're going to be like, oh, this isn't cool. Oh, sudden John's having more Stern guests on. He can't leave Howard alone. He's suing the guy and all that. Dude, don't put me down because you're in a higher echelon, all right, bro? You know what I mean?
Hansi, do you think for a second I give a frog's fat ass about what they say about me on Reddit?
Yeah, wow. That didn't age well, huh? Yeah. Huh? Multiple Reddit sock accounts?
If they say they hate me, you know what it really means? They love me.
Okay. I mean, yo, can I ask you a question? How come whenever you were...
To a certain extent, he's not wrong. I mean, the people that watch every second of what you do obviously are entertained by it. Mm-hmm. They obviously have to be fans. I'm a fan, you know?
Respond.
Not of you as a human, but of you on YouTube doing a show.
As a spectacle.
As a spectacle, right.
whether it be on Dog Shed or Reddit, whatever, and all that. You always do the same thing. Whenever someone makes fun of you, you go, "Dad, why?"
Yeah.
Think about that. He'd wake up in the past. He'd wake up. He'd go to the news sites first and study politics for that day or for that week. Mm. Now, fast forward. First thing he does, opens Reddit.
Steve, did something just play there?
Yeah, I saw something on Google News about Shuli being. I didn't realize. I thought it was going to be an article. It was I guess it's a YouTube. Somebody commented on YouTube channel about Shuli leaving the show. So I thought I could read an article on air, but it was someone verbally commenting on YouTube.
Yeah, Hansi. Just getting back to the whole thing.
He changed lanes pretty quick.
Yeah.
Better than you, Hansi. I'm just having fun with you. Don't be so sensitive, you fat bastard.
No, I'm not. But I'm shooting. John, this is the reason why I'm shooting back a little bit harder. When you were Artie's podcast, that time I was on two medications where I couldn't fire back as much. And I listened to that interview. You got away with so many fucking fat jokes.
Now look at the role reversal, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's 2 years later and maybe John's on medication where he can't do anything,
right?
You know? Oof.
That I couldn't even fucking do. And that guy, Chris Cotton, the RIP to that guy, by the way, I heard he died. Were piling on me. I couldn't really say much. So I took lessons from that interview that Artie did, and I'm like, yo, if John has me on, I can't just sit back and let him make all the fucking fat jokes. I know you have probably 30 written down already in case, you know what I mean?
You know, Hansi, now that you brought that up, I do remember that, and I actually had Artie in stitches because everything I said was a fat joke.
You know what? Artie's been MIA for a year, almost to the day.
Are you sure he isn't? I always believe that celebrities are being celebrities have access to cloning. So I believe that when when Artie needs to rehab a little.
This guy just reminded me. Next Monday, the debut of the Shawnee Zone over here on the Shuli Network. So get yourself ready for that. I register Sean in his conspiracy theory show.
A little bit. He sends out a clone for in 2017. That Artie you saw in 2017, that was like a clone. That wasn't the real Artie Lang, basically.
Well,
all right. Okay. So I was talking to Tim Sabian today, and he was like, "What happened to Howard?" And I said, I don't know. And then Tim said to me, "I used to love hanging out with Howard." And I go, "Yeah, I did too. I mean, we had great times. I slept over his house. We would have dinner." And I said, "But like, since when did Howard become like evil? Like, he was never evil. He was always a cheap fuck. But like, he was never evil." And
I swear I've had this conversation recently with Tim, but not about Howard. But it definitely started with, "Hey, what happened to insert name there?"
What he did to Scott the Engineer was downright evil. And I said, "What happened, Tim?" And Tim said, "It's all Marcy Turk. Howard is just now a disciple of Marcy Turk." And Steve, you know, Howard and Robin both like fall for these crazy schemes, Dr. Sarno and like, you know, Landmark. I mean, they always fall for this. So Marcy Turk is like Howard's like Scientologist, if you will. And I guess she's instructing him on how to be a real prick. I said to Tim, I go, "He adopts all these cats, but yet he shits on Scott the Engineer, who's worked for him for 30 years. I mean,
I mean, what a dumb, stupid person to make that conclusion. Like, he goes out of his way to help cats specifically because he shits on a guy like Scott the Engineer. So that makes it possible for him to go out and help cats. One has nothing to do with the other. And guess what, John? Howard doesn't pay Scott the Engineer. He didn't pay any of us. Sirius did. Mm-hmm. Sirius Radio.
But what if Scott took a piss in a litter box?
Would That's true. Maybe if Scott fucking piss and shit in the litter, maybe Howard would dig him more. Worth a shot. Guy's loaded.
Howard, look at me.
Right, and that's the other thing. Marcy did exactly what Howard asked her to do. Make him reputable. Mm-hmm. And listen, Marcy ain't running around chopping heads off without Howard's approval at the end of the day.
To make fun of guys that had cats.
Yeah.
Remember, like, he used to live a cat. So he was, like, so anti-cat.
And F then, Timmy.
Then that pussy made him get cats.
F.
Who's this asshole to change and become a different person at an older age?
Timmy, don't you remember?
Yeah.
See, you know, this is what I kind of think. I feel like, and this goes for every entertainer that was established back in like the 80s and 90s. I feel like the longer you're in the game, you eventually become what you hate. And it feels like there, like, part of me feels like a lot of this is all wrestling and Howard's supposed to be called out because he's at his end of his career, kind of, in a way. And I always feel like now all of the edginess is coming out because the fact that you said that, oh, Howard was never an asshole, but like I listen to old shows, this guy would never really promote your shit unless that was all a bit. Like when he didn't want to talk about wings, whatever, right? Was that part of a bit where he was like, okay, yo, we'll argue about wings, and then that was another promotion for it? Because I just thought it was kind of shitty for him to like put you down for being on a show, and then he'd get mad. Like, I watched a lot of the fucking episodes.
I love, man. Hansy has to ask a question. The same question seven different ways before he's done asking the question.
But the whole thing is that's how you do it. And that's how you would get it without Howard. Can still look like I'm not fucking helping you, but he is helping you.
Right.
Anytime somebody promotes you, they're helping you.
I remember when we covered that episode, we talked about it. Like the real issue is when it's not on the air. When he wants to talk about this with you in the office, in the back after the show, that's when he's legit pissed. If this is on the air, he's making something out of it.
Yeah, and if he brings you to the cum drinking room, you're in trouble.
You know what? You hope you're thirsty.
He'd get mad at you for wheeling and dealing behind the scenes, and I always felt like everyone wheels and deals behind the scenes, so I don't understand why he was getting mad at you for that.
Well, you know, Hansy, you know, people said to me that you were crazy, but you don't seem too crazy today, Hansy.
Uh-oh, that's how you know for sure. That's worse than a doctor diagnosing you as another crazy person going, you seem pretty A-okay to me, my friend.
Because you're making a damn good point, because what Will Murray once said to me after some poll that Casey did, and it was like, you know, like, who do you dislike the most? And Howard said, well, John bothers me because he's always trying to do outside projects. And I walked out, and we were in Robin's little booth, and Will Murray said, isn't it weird that Howard looks down upon ambition? And it was a great quote that I'll never forget, because, Hansy, you're exactly right. Howard's allowed to do Son of a Beach. Howard's allowed to appear on the...
So that's what he interpreted ambition into. Yeah, why won't Howard let me do the things that are being offered? It's not something that he's always wanted to do. It's not his life's passion, his dream. Like, what is he talking about? Ambition. He's against somebody going into business for themselves off of his name.
The Larry Sanders Show. You know, Robin's allowed to be on Prince of Bel-Air, but if I do it,
Between Two Thumbs, the Steve Grillo Show. I love that.
Like, it's wrong. It's such a hypocrisy.
Oh, wow. He's on that word.
All right.
Origin. Oh. Origin.
All right, hold on. I got a lot of questions coming in here. Hansy, like Michael Walters says, how many UFOs have you seen?
Hansy, on my cock scale, where would point to what's yours?
I mean, not that I've seen it, but don't you see like random flying? I'm not talking about planes, but don't you ever see like random flying objects that you go, oh, what the fuck was that? Like, it just always feels like there's advancements. But yo, John, let me ask you something.
Adderall coming out of Trump's nose.
Yo, I want to ask you something, John. I watched this segment, right? I'm kind of a wrestling fan, right? When you were asking Booker T all those questions, were you legitimately scared? Because you literally had mafia men and Klansmen on the fucking show, and you guys weren't scared of those guys. Were you guys really scared of Booker T? I felt the way that you guys.
Of course, I was. Wait. I was scared when I was interviewing John Amos at Central Park, and he had a big softball bat, and I was asking him if he thinks Two Live crew of talented or just another bunch of troublesome blacks? Again, those questions, again, that was way a long time ago. By the way, I never even could spit it out. I was stuttering so bad. And then John Amos said, how the fuck did you get this job with a speech impediment? Oh, blah, 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 blah. But Good as Gold has a question for you.
Yeah, softball bat.
Hansi, do you trim your balls?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. He's getting around it. He's getting
it's
up.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Oh, you do?
Dude, was it called?
When's the last time you've seen them? The last moon landing?
Is that about seeing?
Oh, Hardy's laughing at it.
He really thought that was a good one.
Yeah, Jackie's like, tone it down a little.
Careful. He laughed that hard. The hemorrhoids are going to flare up, pal.
Wow. You idiot. It's about feeling comfortable because I'm a hairy Pakistani. I need to fucking trim my body hair, bro. It reduces the smell by like 50%, bro.
Like 10%.
When's the last time you seen your feet?
the last time you were relevant.
There you go.
Boom. Hansi
for the win.
That's what you do when you get a little layup there to you.
You know? Yeah. Guess who wasn't on medication anymore? Hansi. He nailed you, pal. John and Vince are over there fisting each other. Thank you, Whatnot Chaser. Bob, say it. Go ahead.
Mike, no.
Moving on. Looney Tunes, thank you for gifting one, pal. Behind the
Mike
wall.
Horse.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie, thank you for gifting one.
Mike
Two.
Horse.
Thank
Mike
you, pal.
Horse.
Mr. Spittle, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And, of course, Dog Boy. Stuttering John looks like a Greek mythological creature living in a cave by the sea. Yeah, his look has definitely changed. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And we're going to change real quick. And we'll be right back on YouTube. Thank you to everybody who joined us behind the wall. 370 here. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We will see you over on YouTube in just a few minutes. We have a brand new debut song from DJ Dabbles.
As well as
we're going to show the world the genius that is Mike Morris and Big Daddy Dota. Mm-hmm. Thank you, pal, for gifting one more. We'll see you guys over there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Bye. Great show.
That's all for the Uncle Rico Show. That's all for the Uncle Rico Show. Grab one more beer and shout out.
Skull! Good.